Hi, I'm Alex Bice, Assistant Managing Editor of Cure.
And I'm Brielle Bennion, also Assistant Managing Editor of Cure.
And we are here once again to break down some of the big news from the week in oncology. Now, blood cancer treatments, and one treatment type in particular, were the point of much discussion last week. Specifically, the FDA said it's investigating instances of secondary malignancies in patients with blood cancers treated with CAR T cell therapy. And also, the drug manufacturer of a novel CAR T cell therapy submitted an application to introduce the treatment into the United States market.
So blood cancers are going to continue to be a hot topic later this week, as we'll be covering the American Society of Hematology annual meeting. Before then, we'll also be covering the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
All right, so Brielle, what's the FDA talking about?
So one of the biggest headlines that we saw in the cancer space last week was that the Food and Drug Administration announced that they're investigating instances of T-cell malignancies, such as a CAR-positive lymphoma, occurring in patients with blood cancers that were treated with CAR T-cell therapy. So CAR T-cell therapy is a newer type of blood cancer treatment that involves extracting patients' blood and re-engineering their immune T-cells to find and fight cancer. Those new T-cells are then multiplied and infused back into the patient. Since the first CAR T-cell product was approved in 2017, the treatment has drastically improved outcomes for patients with certain types of blood cancers. So I remember seeing this news as it was coming out in my years here at Cure. And, you know, CAR T was the big talk of the town. It was landmark. It was crazy, crazy good findings for this patient population. But now, you know, it could be causing these T-cell malignancies. It is worth mentioning, though, that the FDA's November 28th report about T-cell malignancies did not definitively say that CAR T-cell therapies are directly causing these secondary diseases. They also didn't mention the frequency at which these T-cell malignancies are occurring. So I spoke with Dr. John Lister, who said that perhaps it's the manufacturing process that could be the root cause, but perhaps it's also just chance, as research showed that many patients with cancer hold a higher risk for developing a second cancer. For now, I don't think we have a solid answer. We're just going to have to wait and see what further data tells us.
Absolutely. And we will be keeping you up to date with all the news as we learn it. But this does have potential to be, to use a term we hear a lot, practice changing.
Yes.
And in other FDA CAR T news, last week, a pharmaceutical company submitted a biologics license application to the FDA for their CAR T cell therapy, Obe-cel, for use for patients with relapsed or refractory B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, known as ALL. Now, when a pharmaceutical company files a biologics license application to the FDA, they're essentially asking the agency to allow them to bring the drug to the market. The company submitting the drug must provide the FDA with multiple pieces of information, including findings from preclinical and clinical studies showing that the drug is indeed safe. And in this instance, the pharmaceutical company cited data from the FELIX study, from which early data show that 76% of patients responded to the therapy, including 54.3% who had a complete response. Now, this means that their disease essentially disappeared. And updated findings from the trial will be presented at the upcoming ASH annual meeting.
So yeah, this week we will be covering ASH, the American Society of Hematology annual meeting. So we'll be busy with that on the later end of the week. And then earlier in the week, we have the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. So we have a heavy lift ahead of us, Alex, but you know, you could expect to see some great news from Cure out of there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will be bringing you all the news from both of those conferences and also staying tuned to whatever the FDA tells us is going on, because they are unpredictable sometimes.
There's always something. And as we mentioned in our last week's or 2 weeks ago podcast episode, you know, especially towards the end of the year is when we typically see that big push. So we've definitely been keeping a pulse on that. You know, they're keeping us on our toes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So be sure to stay tuned both to this podcast and to curetoday.com for all of the latest updates, all the latest news from the oncology world. And until we chat again, I've been Alex Bice.
And I'm Brielle Bennion.
We'll talk to you next time. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Cure Today and on X at Cure_Today. And be sure to sign up for Cure's e-newsletter for the latest in cancer updates, research, and educational opportunities.